Come sit with us at Berean Bible Fellowship. We're about to listen to Pastor Bruce David Bell as the Lord speaks through the truth of his word. Come sit with us.
Perhaps at one time or another, you may have read the words of an unknown author who has given us his commentary, his insight concerning a well-known preacher. A preacher who really needs no introduction, but a preacher who is not very well liked by most people. In fact, he's hated by many of them. But he is a preacher who still travels around the world even to this day. And he has a large audience everywhere that he goes. And he speaks to people of every race and of every religion, of every culture. He speaks to those of every ethnic background, of every language. And though many people do not like him, still everyone listens to him. And he speaks to the rich, speaks to the poor, speaks to the educated. He speaks to the uneducated all with equal eloquence. And his message is always the same. And at times he brings tears to the eyes of those who never weep. He strikes terror into the hearts of those who have never known fear before. And every newspaper, every news channel broadcasts his message. Every day. And someday every person will become the subject of his sermon. And who is this preacher? This preacher is called Death. Some interesting and some powerful thoughts from this author. Something to think about. Death is a powerful enemy. An enemy that no one can avoid. An enemy that no one can ignore. An enemy that no one can escape. And that has been the subject that the Apostle Paul has brought before us as we have been making our way through 1 Corinthians chapter 15 over these past few weeks. And we have listened to him as he has explained the truth concerning the resurrection of the dead to the church in the city of Corinth. And we've listened as he has explained this truth to us as well. How? If we belong to Jesus Christ, we do not need to fear death any longer, because our dead bodies will rise from the grave and we will rise to be with the Lord forever. Death just opens the door to life. Death opens the door to eternal life. But buckle up, because now, in a climactic conclusion to this chapter, Paul begins in verse 50, and he declares this. He says, "I say this to you, dear brothers and sisters in Christ." It is important that you remember that flesh and blood, our natural bodies, our physical bodies, bodies that have served us in this life, they are not designed for eternity. So our flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. Kleronomeo in Greek. It is a gift, the gift of eternity in the kingdom of God. And when all is said and done and time is no more, and the gift of an eternity with Christ begins, we will need a body that is suited for eternity. We'll need a body that is suited for heaven. Because, Paul says in verse 50, our perishable body, as we know, is a decaying body. It is a deteriorating body. We know that that body cannot inherit that which is imperishable. Aphasia in Greek. That which is immortal. That which is eternal. Paul says this in verse 51. Behold, idou in Greek. Listen. Listen to what I am about to say to you. Pay close attention to my words, because I am about to tell you a mystery. Mysterion in Greek. I am about to share with you something that has been hidden from us since the world began, since before time began, but now something that God has revealed to us, namely, that we who belong to Jesus Christ, we who have given our hearts and our lives to Him, coming to Him for the forgiveness of our sins, coming to Him for the salvation of our souls, we shall not all fall asleep. We shall not all die. Yes, it's true, Paul says. Not all of our bodies shall go down into the grave. But some of us will be alive when the Lord Jesus descends from heaven to meet us in the air, to meet us in the clouds. And He brings us home to be with Him forever. This will be an amazing event, won't it? But whether we are alive or we are dead, if we know the Lord, then, it says, we shall all be changed. Alasso in Greek. A word that was sometimes used to describe putting on a new set of clothes. We need a new set of clothes, right? We need to exchange our earthly bodies for our heavenly bodies. And this will happen, Paul tells us in verse 52. How quickly? He says, in a moment. Aptamos in Greek. In a moment of time that cannot be divided into a smaller amount of time. That's how quickly it will happen. It'll happen in an instant. It'll happen, he says, in the twinkling of an eye. Ripe in Greek, in the flutter of an eyelid. Like a flash of lightning. There will be an instantaneous change in our bodies. Change from our earthly bodies to our heavenly bodies. As the church age comes to an end on this earth. And this will happen, it says in verse 52, when? At the sound of the last trumpet. The time when all true believers will be removed from this earth, and we will be in heaven. And in the Bible, trumpets were used to indicate a number of things. They were sounded to announce triumph in battle. They were used to express rejoicing and praise and thanksgiving to the Lord. They were sounded to call the people to worship. And in Exodus chapter 19, and in Isaiah chapter 27, they were sounded as God called his people to himself. This is the final call. This will be our final call. And so it says in verse 52, the trumpet will sound. The signal will be given. And the dead, nekros in Greek, the dead bodies of those who belong to Jesus Christ will be raised from the grave. How? He says, imperishable. Athathas in Greek, immortal, incorruptible. And so we shall be changed forever. But, you know, we are not only looking for this event to take place. It is more than that, really. We are looking for a person, aren't we? We are looking for a person to appear, as we are told in Titus 2:13, where it says this, we are looking for the blessed hope and the appearing of the glory of our great God and Savior, Christ Jesus. We are looking for him. Then it says in verse 53, this perishable body must put on an imperishable body. Then this mortal flesh must put on immortality. Then we will be seen for who we really are. And then, when this perishable body puts on the imperishable, and when this mortal flesh puts on immortality, then, he says, then will come about the fulfillment of the saying that is written in Isaiah chapter 25, verse 8, and in Hosea chapter 13, verse 14, where it says this, that forever, death will be swallowed up in victory, katapino in Greek. It will be overwhelmed. It will be devoured. It'll be consumed. Amazing, isn't it? No more death. So Paul can't contain himself. In verse 55, he says, oh, death, where is your victory over us? Oh, death, like the sting of the fangs of a serpent, where is your sting? You no longer are a powerful enemy who holds us captive. But the sting of death, Paul points out in verse 56, the sting is not really death itself. What is the sting? Well, the sting really is the sting of sin. Sin is what sinks its poisonous fangs in us. And so we die physically, we die spiritually. And the power of sin over us, Paul adds in verse 56, is this. It is the law of God. Why? Well, because the law of God demands punishment. It demands punishment for our sin. Demands punishment. Punishment that we deserve. Punishment forever. But, Paul quickly adds, and he cries out, thanks be to God. We might cry that out as well. Thanks be to God who gives us the victory over sin and over death through our Lord Jesus Christ, because he has taken the pain. He's taken the punishment for our sin. He took it upon himself. Where? On the cross. And since our sin has been paid for there, paid for by him, there is no longer any sting. Therefore, my beloved brothers and sisters in Christ, Paul concludes in verse 58. What should be our response to this? What should we do? Paul says, don't lose heart. Don't lose heart. But continue to be steadfast. Hedras in Greek. Continue to stand firm in your faith. Continue to be immovable. Ameta kinetas in Greek. Let nothing take you off course and toss you around first in one direction and then in another direction. Stand firm in unwavering devotion to Christ. Always abounding, he says, perisuo, always, continually overflowing in the work of the Lord. Knowing this, knowing that our toil, kapas, our labor, as we work to the point of exhaustion, and even beyond exhaustion, in weariness and in pain, know this, Paul says, that all that we do for Christ, now that we belong to him, if it is done to bring honor and glory to his name, know this, that it is not in vain in the Lord. Kenas in Greek. It is not empty. It is not futile. In the end, we will not come up empty. Our sacrifice for him will be rewarded. It will be rewarded in heaven, we are told in Revelation 22, verse 12. As we wait and look for the return of Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen.
You've been listening to Bruce David Bell, pastor of Berean Bible Fellowship. If the Lord has ministered to you through this message and you would like more information, then visit us on the web at bbfva.org.